Texte numéro 79. Tesco halves sugar content in own brand fizzy drinks. The supermarket giant has halved the sugar content in its own brand products ahead of the introduction of the controversial sugar tax. It comes as new figures reveal the childhood obesity crisis in the UK has reached crisis point, with experts declaring a national state of emergency. In some parts of England, almost one in three school kids in year six are considered overweight or obese, while the average across the country is one in five. All 251 of Tesco's own brand soft drinks now have below 5 grams of sugar per 100 millilitres, meeting government recommendations, which is expected to be introduced in 2018. The supermarket has reduced the amount of salt, fat and sugar in more than 4,200 own brand products so far, and plans to do the same for 1,000 more products each year for the next 3 years. Tesco chief executive said, "This is just one part of our plans to make the food on our shelves healthier by reducing levels of sugar, salt and fat in our own brands. We have worked to make sure our soft drinks still taste great, just with less sugar. We're hoping this initiative will help make it a little easier for our customers to live more healthily." Public Health Minister Nicola Blackwood added, "It's great to see Tesco leading the field by reducing the level of sugar in their own brand drinks. It is proof that taking added sugar out of drinks is both possible and in line with what customers want. Responsible actions like this are so important in our fight against childhood obesity." The controversial sugar tax has been backed by charities and bodies across the UK who say the levy will not only help cut obesity levels and associated diseases including cancer and heart disease, but it will also help prevent type 2 diabetes. Chief Executive of Diabetes UK, Chris Askew, urged other retailers to follow in Tesco's footsteps. He said, "Helping customers lead healthier lives by reducing sugar in its own brand soft drinks is a welcome move by Tesco. Similar action from other manufacturers and retailers to make products lower in sugar, saturated fat and salt is vital to tackle rising rates of obesity in the UK. Making the healthy choice the easy choice for all of us will help to tackle the rapidly rising number of people developing type 2 diabetes." Jenna Hall, Programme Director for the National Charity Partnership, added, "An unhealthy diet can increase the risk of a number of health conditions, such as type 2 diabetes and heart disease. So reducing the amount of sugar we consume can help to make a big difference to our lives in the long term." Adapted from The Sun, November 2016.